Welcome to today's Brenschott Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella High School students Craig Miller, Paige Miller, Tate Petty, and Micah Criscola join us on today's program to talk about qualifying for the National Thespian Festival June 20th through 25th in Lincoln, Nebraska. So the four of you were among a group of Pella High students that went to the Iowa Thespians Festival, and you each qualified for the national competition next June. First of all, what did you perform to qualify, and how important and how cool is it to be qualifying for a national theater competition?
Well, we performed a scene from our play that we just performed, like, not even long ago, and it was just a little five-minute scene of it, and it was one of our favorite scenes.
It was very cool, actually. Originally, my character was not in the scene, but the actor that played Tony in the play, which is the character, he did not go to the festival. So Mrs. Jones, our teacher, had me sub for him, and I didn't think we would do that well because it was a new part to me, but we did a lot better than I expected, so that was cool.
This is only my second year in speech at all. I just never knew that I was really good at much stuff. So it's cool to know that I am. And I really honestly didn't know we got a score going into it. So it was fun to find out we got a score and we go to nationals.
Yeah, it's a really shocking and fun experience because, again, I'm not very good at many things either. And so it was quite fun because also I got to yell a lot during this scene, which is like, you know, I get to show people how angry I can be and how convincing it was because somebody actually put down a note. Believable.
So when we pass on now, who all qualified in your group? And I know there was someone else who was outside of it. And according to your coach, this is one of the biggest groups you've ever sent to Nashville.
Yeah, we had two events go this year. It was our group that performed the play scene, and then we had one other individual, Natalie Henry. She did musical theater, and she's going. And I know in the past we've had a few people go individually, like since I've been in high school, but other than that, I'm not sure in the past. But this is definitely the biggest one that's gone, so that's cool.
And what does it mean for the theater and speech programs to have so many talented people to work with when you're in a group, whether it's a smaller group of six or one, or when you're doing those big productions? How important is it to the theater program to have this kind of recognition?
It's fairly important because it shows that not only are the people who are involved in the department, they're skilled in their own ways, but they work together well and they want to continue to get better. Because like at the festival, the second day is all workshops on how to improve and just better yourself as an actor and overall theater student.
Moving forward for the rest of your high school career, as long as it lasts, what are some of the goals that you'd like to accomplish in both speech and in theater? Because I know you've got a very busy couple of months coming up when you get prepared for group speech and then individual speech and then eventually your spring production. So what do you like to accomplish either the rest of the year or the rest of your high school career in theater?
I've never done group speech before, so I'm excited to try that this year and be a part of the one act and see where else I can take the newfound acting talent that I have. And it will just be fun to get to know the speech people better and be around them for pretty much the rest of the year, actually, as long as speech team lasts.
Well, as the only non-senior in the room, I can say that a definite goal for next year is once again being involved in the fall show, because that is a very big deal for me, at least, and hopefully continue some sort of acting in college, whether it be on stage or just behind the scenes.
Well, I am a senior, and our freshman year, our improv group made it to Allstate, and I would like to try to get back to Allstate for our last year to end on a kind of high note, but I'm also looking forward to individual speech. I usually do solo improv, but this year I'm thinking of trying other events. I haven't decided which ones, but I'm really looking forward to that, and our improv show that we host around springtime.
Yeah, so like he said, our improv team freshman year made it to Allstate, so that would be nice if we could go there again. Other than that, I just want to enjoy it since it's our last time kind of work together. So.
And do you, three of you who didn't answer his question about plans after school, do you still plan to be involved, whether it's through clubs or through a major at some point in school, whether any form of theater or performance?
I would love to continue doing theater after high school, but I'm not sure at this moment.
I plan on going to school at UNI, and a big thing with them is that they host productions and stuff, but it's open to all students. You don't have to be a theater major to try out for it. And I believe in their most recent production of Rent, the main character had nothing to do with the drama department at all. He just wanted to try out, and he did, and he made it. So I would like to do that. And also, improv is something I find a lot of enjoyment in. And if I could somehow continue that after high school, I'll try to.
If I have the opportunity, I sure will try some new things. I don't know, as like last year, end of last year and beginning of this year, I definitely was like kind of mind blown that this is my last year of all these opportunities here. And, you know, they're so much easier in high school to find and they're more available to you. So I started taking them and yeah, I found a real interest in the drama department and everything. And so I would like to continue to grow that and grow my confidence in it.
That will conclude today's French Scott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.